if I tell you. Just that opportunity where truth is heard. All thanks to Giddy and the mid-morning crew. This Monday I'm taken back to the life God had intended for us in the process of creation. I can only imagine the plans He had for mankind and the universe at large. All was put in place to operate without constant monitoring. Almost like creation was programmed to take care of itself. From the sun being the source of light, allowing the plants the process of photosynthesis. And so would be with everything else in this life, uniquely designed so that it naturally maintains its course, even humankind. But we understand that in the midst of creation was a moment of deception, when Lucifer, after witnessing the whole process, wanted a chance of power, with no chances to rule in heavenly places. To earth he fled with all the knowledge and began to set traps. I love motivation Mondays, I tell you. For all God created, Lucifer finds a way to destroy by creating and planting purposes of his own. This story continues in how we managed to make all distractions seem like they were a part of the original plan. With all evidence of his evil intentions that we accept as a norm these days, the killing, the stealing, the cheating, the evil doing that we have adapted, makes me wonder that all the purity that we came with when we were born, where has it gone to? Is this world stripping us all our blessings by creating distractions? Somebody is trying to steal away our heavenly gifts and we give them away so easily. All the pureness of our souls is buried by all the lies we create every day. Honestly, think about it for a minute. Look around. Look at what is becoming of something that was God's best creation. All the traps created to move us away from our original path. And slowly, we watch the world turn around. In case you haven't noticed, we are attending more funerals than we are weddings. Buying our dresses to slay in grave. Brutality has become a norm. And so are all the things that are done wrong. In all this chaos, though, is an opportunity to do right. To not allow all this distraction to move you away from the original path. God's plan can only prevail only if we understand the warfare we are in. Instead of chasing after useless things, we need to strive to live a purposeful life. Those few that are brave enough. We need to awaken and take note of our reality. Then make the decision to soldier on. Don't give up on your purpose, for it is now your only link to God. The original process of life is saved by those willing to strive on the difficulty of the plan to destroy. So strive on, I say. We need to acknowledge that grace alone can save the universe. Us, as we slowly perish. Let truth be told.